Hello, Scorpio. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight I've got your channeled message for what we're going to release in this full moon in Capricorn. Okay, so while I am discussing the full moon in Capricorn versus the season of Cancer being emotional, I'm just going to do a little channel drawing over here on the side, and we'll see if there's any additional messages that Spirit has for you. Regarding this full moon, if you're able to get outside and see it, it is gorgeous. Okay. I am outside on the patio enjoying a little fire here. Let's have a little fireside chat, shall we, Scorpio? Now, Capricorn, as you know, is a taskmaster, okay? He's about getting things done. He's about staying on point, vigilance, okay? Capricorn energy doesn't really play too much, okay? It's kind of serious. That can feel restrictive. Now, it's also the energy of codependency and addictions and otherwise unsavory types of energy. Alright? So, Scorpio, let's take a look at your drawing here. And I want you to look at that there, and if you can see it, let's see if I can adjust this a little. There we go. I don't know if you can see that whole thing. Alright, but let's take a look at this and see if you see any images in here that stand out to you, that speak to you. Resonate with you. I'm seeing a number of little hearts, okay? This could be like a bow and arrow or shooting hearts. There's some kind of funnel. There's a little doorway. Something that looks like maybe a bat wing. Okay. Let's flip this thing here. See if anything else comes to mind. There's a cross or a letter T. This almost looks like a little minion down here. Okay. Or a light bulb. I just got that. I see the number 4. The letter A. Okay, so Scorpio, you can take whatever messages you can from that. Now, let's get into the cards a little bit, and we're going to see what additional messages Spirit has for you. Now, again, there's going to be this push and pull, a little tugging of emotions versus practicality. All right? This can get a little intense for some people, but I don't know, Scorpio, you're pretty intense, so I'm not really feeling. I mean, you know, if anything, this is any intense feelings you have are going to be about yourself. Okay, this is a reading about self-discovery here. So we're going to see what this moon wants you to understand about yourself and release it if it is toxic, okay? So Spirit, where is Scorpio standing here in this full moon energy? What is the starseed of Scorpio in this full moon energy, Spirit? All right, Scorpio, you may have an attack of conscience here. I feel like you have been denying something that you've gotten away with. All right, this has now put you in the hanged man position, okay? So this could be a little dark night of the soul action here for you. If you've been denying something, that you were involved in that was deceptive, okay? Or you distorted the truth in any way? That could be coming up for review in the spiritual realm here. It could even be in the practical world as far as law and order here. If, you know, if this is like a crime or something of that nature. So, Scorpio, let's see. What is your challenge? What is the challenge to getting over this? First, you'll have to face it, and then you'll have to forgive yourself, right? So, what is the message? I'm going to flip over here now. What is the message, Spirit? What is the challenge for Scorpio? Oh, the Knight of Pentacles reversed. Okay. You may be presented with an opportunity to redeem yourself, but what's challenging you is maybe not accepting that offer. That could be, you know, in the way of coming clean, or making a situation right in some way. What else is crossing Scorpio here? Knight of Wands. A quickness to deny, all right? Something is backfiring here. Or has the potential to, Scorpio. It might be time to just wash your hands of some kind of unsavory dealing here. What's coming in to help? What could assist Scorpio at this time, Spirit? What could assist Scorpio? Let me help. Walking away from what you feel are options to telling the truth. It looks like, you know, you've probably, you have the Seven of Cups and the Five of Cups. You may be looking back at the chances you did have, all right, and maybe refused. You threw them away, okay? Maybe Spirit wants you to see that now, okay? If you're feeling like this is an unfair situation, you might be reminded that you were given several chances right from the get-go. You had the option, you had free will, you could have told the truth, but something might have gotten out of hand, and the longer the truth stayed buried, the more it's trying to be made known. Okay, so what action should Scorpio take, Spirit? What action? What is the action for Scorpio? You may be ostracized after you tell the truth, okay? That might be what, you know, what's hanging, you're hanging around. You know that this might outcast you in some way at the Five of Pentacles. But it's going to free you in so many other ways, Scorpio. So, even if you know you don't make a full-blown confession to the police or whatever, there's other ways that you can absolve your sins. I don't know. Go to confession or something like that. Alright. Let's see here. Let's see what's going on in the emotional realm. We're going to the Prism Oracle cards. Spirit. What's the dealy for Scorpio, please? What's going on for Scorpio? What's going on in the ethers? Emotions. Sadness reversed and love reversed. Okay. So yeah, you're not feeling the love. You're not going to feel like you're probably going to be very well loved or even liked after you speak some kind of truth or acknowledge you know, any accountability you have. What's the challenge? What is the challenge emotionally for Scorpio? How is Scorpio challenged emotionally? Abundance. Well, from what I can see, all you have the most abundance in here is probably guilt. You know, something weighing on you. It's always in the background. It's always, even if you forget it, push it down, justify it, explain it, lie about it even. It's always just still there in some way affecting you. What is a positive thing coming in for Scorpio to assist Scorpio emotionally? What will assist Scorpio emotionally? Creativity. Okay. So you might find a creative way to rectify this situation, or through creativity, you may be able to release this pain. You know, like art therapy, or anything creative that you enjoy could be an outlet. Okay, you can express yourself through words, through music, through, you know, anything creative, right? And finally, a potential outcome for Scorpio, please. There's a potential outcome for Scorpio. Who's the emotional potential here, Spirit? One more for Scorpio. Huh? One more Scorpio. Come on, Spirit. One more message. There you go. Thank you.
Jesus, like pulling teeth. There we got two. Okay.
Disruption is in reverse, and peace, okay? So again, there's a need for you to face this and deal with it in some way, even if that's going to be difficult, even if it causes you to go through a process of grieving. Whatever it takes, Scorpio, do it. Do it for yourself, okay? And for your future. All right, Scorpio, so those were your messages for this Capricorn moon. I hope you enjoyed them. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed. Stay blessed, and stay tuned.